Why are many Canadian employers scrambling to fill tens of thousands of jobs? A new study by the Fraser Institute shed some light on one reason why. A just-released report by the Canadian Public Policy Think Tank said the government sector accounted for 86.7% of all new jobs in Canada since the pandemic began in early 2020. The authors of the concise six-page report examined labor market statistics between February 2020, the start of the pandemic, and July 2022. It reveals that jobs in the government sector have increased by a net 9.4% versus 0.4% in the private sector, including self-employment. The government sector added a net 366,800 jobs during this period. The private sector, including self-employment, added 56,100. The government sector, not the private sector, is driving job creation in Canada since the onset of the COVID pandemic and recession, said Ben Eisen, senior fellow at the Fraser Institute and co-author of Comparing Government and Private Sector Job Growth in the COVID-19 Era. The share of adults, 15 years or older, employed in the private sector, including self-employment, has actually fallen from 49.3% to 48.2%, stated a Fraser Institute news release. The impact of COVID-19 meant many entrepreneurs took it on the chin. The study said there's been decimation among the ranks of the self-employed as shown by the net 214,400 jobs lost since the pandemic began. Canada's labor market has largely recovered from the shock of the COVID-19 pandemic as the unemployment rate is at historically low numbers. But the Fraser Institute said don't be fooled by political or media talk of a robust labor market recovery in Canada. Many of the headline statistics surrounding the Canadian labor market appear encouraging at a glance, but the reality is more complicated, said Eisen. Canada's job creation in recent years has not been driven by private sector growth, but rather has primarily been the result of government hiring.